Alex Soth.
Since I was photographing in Niagara Falls, I really wanted to photograph newlywed. It was definitely part of the project. But like most things that I photographed in Niagara Falls, I struggled. And I found that these pictures weren't working. I would photograph them right after they got married, and there was something lifeless about the pictures. At one point, I realized I don't actually have to photograph both people simultaneously. I could separate them. And this made the pictures much more poignant, that somehow it becomes about the subject thinking about their marriage or something like that. So this picture of Melissa, which for me is kind of the most important picture in Niagara, it's, because it gets at that. I don't know, just visually that picture really strikes me. She's kind of like this poofy cloud. And at the bottom left-hand corner of the picture, there's dampness. I always see it as like the falls coming to get her. There is this thing in Niagara Falls about the sound of the falls. It's always there. There really is something for real about the suicide and the allure to jump in when you're standing next to it. And so I like this sense of danger creeping in at the edge of the picture. Something that's really different about Niagara from Sleeping by the Mississippi is that I really did want to photograph the water. Sleeping by the Mississippi, it barely appears. It's the idea of the river. But with Niagara, I wanted that actual waterway. And when you're in Niagara, you always hear the falls. It's always present. And so it's throughout the body of work, I wanted to keep inserting it for different reasons. One is, in fact, this unbelievable phenomenon. It is incredibly powerful. And another is my fascination with the way that the water is used by people as a metaphor, that they choose to honeymoon by a destructive force of water. I find that fascinating. And then lastly, it's just pretty. It was a lot of fun photographing it because it was the one time I felt when I was taking a picture that I was really allowed to be there, because when I'm photographing that waterfall, there are 50 people on both sides of me photographing that waterfall. And that picture, Falls 26, is taken at the same spot 80% of the waterfall pictures are taken. So there's nothing different about it. It's like a postcard. And in fact, it's really hard to make a good picture of Niagara Falls because there's so much mist that you can't really see its entirety and you can't really entirely feel it. So I really struggled photographing that thing.